This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
U.S. markets opened down this morning on increasing tensions with China. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. There's news this morning. The Trump administration is planning to put a new set of restrictions on China and Chinese-owned companies. That's according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. For more on that and other things moving the markets today, I'm joined by Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
This story about potential additional restrictions on China seems to be moving markets today.
Absolutely. This is the focus. So we are hearing that later this week, we'll see some restrictions on Chinese investment, particularly in technology companies. So this is an escalation of the broader conflict between the U.S. and China that started with tariffs and is now rotating into other areas.
And how is this different? We're talking about this in the context of the ongoing trade dispute with China, but this potential announcement is a bit different.
Yes, that's right. So this is what we're talking about now is possible restrictions on investment by China. And China's been an important source of capital for everything from real estate to energy to technology investments. So if we restrict Chinese capital coming in to invest in the United States, then U.S. firms have to find that capital elsewhere, probably at a higher cost. We could see lower investment, less growth. So that's a different risk from the tariffs that are being placed on imports.
And what else is catching your eye on the markets this morning?
Well, we've got some European developments as well. We had Erdogan reelected in Turkey, and we also had some municipal elections in Italy that reinforced the populist sentiment there. So we are seeing some reaction in European markets that the risks there are rising as well.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And if you're driving today, the gasoline you put in your car now is not the same as what came out of the pump a few months ago. The gas that's fueling your summer vacation is the Summer Blend, which uses a different mix of ingredients, and it's more expensive to produce. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at why we have these blends and what it means for your wallet.
The switch to using seasonal blends of gasoline started in the mid-90s to reduce smog over the summer. Summer blends cost more to make, and that means several cents more per gallon for drivers. Jeanette Castellano at AAA says the Summer Blend is indeed contributing to higher gas prices this summer, but it's not the driving factor.
We're seeing high demand and shrinking supply, and that really has had an impact on the higher gas prices.
We don't use summer blends all the time because in the winter, your car runs better on the winter blend. Different states have different blend requirements as well. California uses an expensive blend that doesn't evaporate as quickly, which should help lessen smog. Robert Campbell is head of oil products research at Energy Aspects. He says there's a reason we don't use cleaner blends all the time.
You know, all these things is a trade-off, right? You could extend these rules across the U.S., but, you know, that's a political decision. Is it worth the trade-off for consumers to raise the price to have cleaner air?
For now, you'll be putting that summer blend into your vehicle until September 15th. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The booming construction business in the U.S. continues to have more demand for qualified workers than people to do the job. A study by the University of Texas at Austin found most construction workers in Texas are Hispanic and more than 40% are foreign-born. To help keep the workers they do have, contractors are starting to invest in cultural sensitivity training in hopes it may work as a retention tool. From the Texas Standard in Austin, Joy Diaz reports.
The worker shortage in Texas is so bad. Construction contractor Dennis Focus says competitors are always trying to poach his workers.
These folks, they know that they need it. And so they can say, well, the guy down the road's offered me $2 more an hour. Bye-bye. Holding on to people, it is much more challenging than you think.
One way the Austin chapter of the Associated General Contractors is trying to fight that is by building employee loyalty through cultural sensitivity classes for contractors. Dennis Focus attended the class. He says about 70% of his workers are foreign-born Hispanic.
My reason for coming here is to try and better my understanding.
Focus's workers install granite countertops for kitchens and bathrooms. When he relocated to the U.S. from Zimbabwe, he never imagined most of his workers would speak Spanish.
How many people took any Spanish classes in grade school, high school, college?
Consultant Bradley Hartman is teaching today's class. The cost of the class is covered by the Austin chapter's dues. Hartman tells this group of about 20 construction contractors that beyond learning about Hispanic cultures, they need to learn how to speak some Spanish. It's an act of goodwill. For instance, a supervisor can ask a crew, ¿Hay problemas? Are there any problems?
And oftentimes, if you're getting some sort of feedback that it's no, you can simply say, okay, excelente, gracias.
At a construction site in Austin, I meet Ramon Norat from Puerto Rico. He makes between $35 and $40 an hour as the site supervisor, but says feeling valued at work is almost as important as getting a raise.
Because you work better. You're a better worker when you feel good at work. To me, making an extra dollar is not worth it if I don't feel accepted.
This type of training is new to Texas. The contractors group plans to continue offering classes in the fall. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.
And Uber was in court in London today trying to get a judge there to overturn a decision that stripped the ride-sharing company of its license to operate. Uber made several changes to its business model in the UK after the decision last September, and is asking for an 18-month license to show off the improvements it's made. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.